Hello and welcome to the movie podcast review of Fallout. My name is Daniel. I am one of your hosts today, and joining alongside me today in the wasteland, it's Shabazz. Hello, Shabazz.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Doing great, man. I'm happy to be here in the wasteland. I'm happy to be here talking about some Fallout. You know, it's a lot of cool things that we're getting to do here.
A lot of cool things that are about to happen. Of course, this is the movie podcast. You can catch brand new episodes all throughout the week with new interviews, reviews, and episodes and news and all the latest movies and series. There is so much going on here. We're actually heading to Las Vegas. So when you are listening to this episode or you're watching this on YouTube, we will be in Las Vegas, or for those of you who are Fallout, will be in New Vegas. But yeah, we're super stoked to be in Vegas for CinemaCon. We're going to be talking all about the new movies and everything coming out, so make sure you stay tuned for all of that coverage. But today is all about Fallout, which is, of course, based on one of the most beloved video game series of all time. This series has been a long time coming. Something that I've been so excited to see happen over the last few years is really all these incredible video game adaptations that are doing it right. And, you know, no spoilers for our review, but Fallout is doing a lot right, and I'm really excited to talk all about it. Shay, do you have much of a history with the Fallout series?
Not a big one, man. I'll be honest. Like, my history with Fallout is going to friends' houses, playing it there, or just watching them play it. I never really got into the series because I just never, you know, found my way to it. But I started playing, I think, was it 76, which I heard wasn't maybe the strongest of games that came out. But I recently did download Fallout 4 because of this show, and it really got me excited for it. So I'm hoping to either be playing that via remote play when we're in Vegas, or maybe when I come back.
Yeah, and here's the thing, you know, for me, Fallout was one of those series that growing up I always admired it, and I had a little bit of experience with like 2, but it was like one of those, like, those are adult games for me. Like, I was a kid, I was like, that's for the older kids. Where are my games?
That's for dad.
But my first foray into the world was Fallout 3, and I just lost, you know, hundreds of hours of my life playing that on 360. And then when New Vegas came, I played a bunch of Fallout 4 when it released. Oh my gosh, almost, what is it, 8 years ago now, whenever Fallout 4 came out, which feels like so weird to think of. Time is a weird thing. But Fallout 3 really was that game for me that I just would come home from school, boot it up, and just explore and get lost in that world. And so much of that DNA is in this series. So I'm really excited to talk all about it. Of course, Fallout is going to be premiering in its entirety on Prime Video on April 11th. And I want to say a huge thank you to them for providing us with episodes. But not just that, we also have interviews with the cast and the creators behind the show, including Ella Purnell, who plays Lucy, Aaron Moten, Kyle MacLachlan, and of course, Walton Goggins. Baby Billy himself is on the show today. It's on the movie podcast. You could listen to it today, and you could watch it today as well too. That's pretty cool.
Oh, very cool. Baby Billy, man, like, Walton Goggins has been this actor that we have admired for so long, and we've, you know, I think my first introduction to him was probably Django. I feel like that's probably where I really noticed him. Mm-hmm. And then since then, everything that he kind of popped up, and I was like, this guy, another secret sauce kind of an actor, you know?
Oh yeah, he's just like, he just pops up in something and you're like, this is the guy, he gets it, he's awesome. And you know, I left out some other names on this interview list. We also have Graham Wagner, who is one of the showrunners, the co-writers and executive producers, and Jonathan Nolan joining us, writer of, you know, every film that we love over the last 20 years, which is pretty incredible.
Talking to Jonathan Nolan was this huge bucket list kind of an interview that we really wanted to get out. And I'm so happy that you and I both had the opportunity to speak to him, because we got to talk about Fallout, but we also got to talk about The Dark Knight, you know, which is one of the best movies of all time. So why not kind of have that opportunity to mix a lot of the things that we love into one interview. So it was a really, really cool experience. And having Kyle MacLachlan there as well, who, well, we've been watching the Flintstones movies recently, Daniel. So you and I probably were like,
yeah,
this is going to be really, really cool to talk to. So a lot of fun
there. Yeah, it was a great time. So please go check it out on YouTube. Go listen to it on wherever you get your podcasts. If you're listening to this, it's on this feed as well. So go check out those interviews. We had a great time with everybody. And while you're looking at your app, if you are on Spotify, if you're on Apple Podcasts, please, if you like what we're doing, give us 5 stars. That goes such a long way for us. You could, you know, you could support us on Patreon. You could follow us on socials, but doing the 5 stars, it's free. You can, you know, really help us get seen and get a larger audience on our show. And it really helps us. That too helps us keep the lights and the mics on here at the show. Look, I have all the lights right now. Shay has nothing in his room. Shay lost everything because nobody is giving 5 stars to our show. That's just the nature of it.
Like, I had all these things here, and then scavengers came in and took them all. this is what happens when you live in the wasteland. They're like,
that's very true.
Not enough 5 stars, huh, boy? And I'm like, oh no,
I'm so sorry. They just took all his stuff. Luckily, he still has a computer and a mic. That's all we need for right now.
Yeah, I hid that. That's why.
Shabazz, I'd love for you to start us off. Give us your first reactions to season one of Fallout. Of course, we're not going to get into spoilers today. We're going to give you our thoughts on the series, what we've watched, where we hope things go in the future. But again, no spoilers to what the series is. So Shay, take it away.
Like I mentioned in the beginning, my history with Fallout isn't very extensive. But from what I know, from what I've seen about the games, I kind of had a bit of an idea as to what I wanted to expect from the show. I think the show completely surpasses what my expectations were. Not only is it visually just stunning, the show itself is so graphic that I did not expect it to be this hard R, this bloody, this violent, but it all fits within the brutal nature of what you're witnessing. You're witnessing a world that is literally post-nuclear apocalypse. So how else do you think people would be reacting? Nothing about it feels very video game-y, and I'm using like air quotes for that because it all feels very natural. It all feels very tangible that you can kind of get it even if you haven't played the game. I could probably show this to my wife and she would probably find it interesting as well. There's some stuff that really comes out of nowhere. But again, when you're living in a world that's 200 plus years in a nuclear blast, everything seems pretty damn doable that they're trying to portray here. The performances are fantastic. I think, you know, Walton Goggins as the ghoul is so damn interesting. I think he's really, really this anti-hero that I can't wait to see every single scene. And you know, when he finally comes into the show, he steals every moment that he's in. And of course, you have Ella Purnell, who is so fantastic as Lucy. I think that she has this level of innocence to her. I think in her interview, she described herself almost kind of like a Ned Flanders type character. And I'm like, yeah, I totally see that, like the Ned Flanders that isn't
just okie-dokie all the time,
just the
right?
Golden like, rule. And I really love that about her character. And of course, Aaron Moten, who's this character that I tried to imagine myself in that scenario and how I would play out things. And I'm like, yeah, the way he's kind of doing it, if I was in his shoes, probably I would be doing it the same way too. So you have a cast of characters that are absolutely fantastic, but then you have phenomenal writing, really good dialogue. But on top of that, the locations and the way it's shot feels so cinematic that I'm honestly surprised we're getting it all at once. This feels like a show that every week would have an appointment viewing where people would be talking about it. Like,
yes.
Oh my God, are you going to watch the next Fallout? Or are you going to watch the next? Like, I'm waiting for it.
Well, let's talk about that. Like, and that's really interesting because this is a different strategy than we've gone for a lot of shows, right? I mean, but you know, typically it's always been Netflix, the one where it's like, okay, here is, you know, here's your serving of these 10 or 13 or 8 episodes, wherever you're giving. And then it's out. We have our moment and then it kind of fades away where Prime and Disney Plus and these other streaming services have been really giving us these, here's 3 episodes to start, or here's 2 episodes, and then start coming back every single week. Mr. and Mrs. Smith was a show, another Prime series, that we got everything all at once. And I think it worked well for that show. Again, that's something else that we discussed in our review. We're like, yeah, like this feels like something that we would have come back every week for, and that's an amazing show. Fallout is the exact same for me. I'm like, wow, like especially where every episode ends, I would have loved to come back every single week and had people speculate and try and figure out what's going on. Where are we going next? Who are we introducing? Who's just around the corner, or who's just, you know, beyond that skyline there. So it's interesting that they're doing this whole season drop. Do you like this? Do you want to see this continue with something like Rings of Power? Or why do you think they did this, Shay?
You know, it's very interesting because when you watch the show, and this might be a little bit of inside baseball, but when you're watching it, the first 2 episodes just kind of, you know, they start and begin the way they normally would. And I think it's maybe around episode 3 where they start doing the whole previously on Fallout, which you typically see when a show is weekly. So I wonder if that idea changed, like if the idea always was first two episodes and then weekly, because that's at least how it's portrayed when you're watching it. And I know for people like ourselves, Daniel, when we're watching these things, we always are watching them all at once anyway, so we don't
Very
get
true.
The benefit of appointment viewing like everyone else does. But for a show like this, I feel like it would have been more successful if you kind of had everybody. It almost kind of has this, and I might be going out on a limb here, it has like this Game of Thrones, Westworld, I mean, obviously Jonathan Nolan, kind of feeling of like how it would be like in the zeitgeist of popularity at the moment. Like people right. would be talking about it the same way I think they'd be talking about those shows because of how big the show is, because of how massive in scale it'll feel, that I feel like every week it should have been. Do I dislike it or not? I mean, it's hard to say. I think it's going to be more about a business decision more than anything else. Mm-hmm. I kind of do wish that it was first two episodes followed by weekly. I think that would have kept that conversation going. But again, for people like us who watch these shows, you know, all at once anyways, it almost doesn't affect me personally as much, but I think for the audience, it works better when you have it weekly.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I mean, and Prime Video has the data. They know, okay, does it work better when, like, are people tuning in for that first episode and deciding, hey, you know what? I'll catch up when it all finishes. So are they seeing that massive drop off after the first week or two? Cause people want to wait so they could watch it all. We know a lot of people like that too. We're like, oh, I'm going to wait for it to finish so I could just sit down over the weekend and watch it. And I know how I watch shows now, or shows that I've never seen, or how my family watches shows. They're really what people are watching, where it's like, I want to be able to see from point A to the ending of the story so I could have it, whether that takes me a couple days, a couple weeks or months, at least I have access to it. They're not really concerned about coming in and tuning in and watching the recap videos on YouTube or listening to people like us about what we think of it. But we'll see. I mean, for season two, where we see things are going, maybe they decide to change it up and maybe they want to build an audience first, you know, build it and they will come type thing. So they're like, okay, you know what? We've built our audience. We have people who are attached to this. Now we're going to turn it into a weekly series.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. But you'd think with a show of this size, of this cult of a following, you know, every time that we've posted our interviews or even remotely talked about this show on the internet, people have been flooding the gates. So it yeah. almost again feels like a show that would have done better weekly. But hey, we're not the big wigs at Amazon that are making this decision. I'm sure they've done their research and I'm sure it will pay off for them. It is an interesting pairing that you have Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which is a show I feel is totally different. And I felt like it worked to do it all at once, because a show like that, even though we loved it so much, a lot of people I spoke to about that show said they needed a couple episodes to really get into it. And I mm-hmm. totally respect that decision. But at the end of the day, they watched it all and they really enjoyed it that way. Whereas I feel like with Fallout, first two episodes would have at least hooked you in and you'd be like, I'm here every week for the show.
Yeah. And then let's start from there. The first two episodes of this series, especially, I mean, we know where episode one begins, and we're seeing, and this is in the trailer, we're seeing these nuclear bombs go off. We're seeing the world that's being established right now. It's such an interesting, you know, thing to see, because there's so much in the world of Fallout where we get to before, we get the after, and you know, and as a fan of the games, and again, I'm speaking mostly from my experience of Fallout 3, so I have not been hardcore into the world of Fallout really since then as much, but seeing this, you know, captured with, and like in real life, again, it's one of those things where it's like, wow, like they nailed the look of the show. Like they truly nailed what a Fallout game could look like in a series. And I'm so glad that Todd Howard and the team at Bethesda are involved in this. And they really liked what Nolan and crew really wanted to do for this, because episode one is going to set the tone right away. And I think Shay, you spoke about, you know, our three leads really for the show with Ella, with Aaron, and with Walton. And Walton really is the heart and soul of this series so far for me. He carries so much weight to his presence. Anytime you see like Cooper Howard or you see like the ghoul, it's just like this, like I believe he is from this world, from the world of Fallout. And then you're looking at like Lucy's character, who is, you know, brought up living in a vault her whole life. This lends itself so well to a series, and that's what I love so much, seeing what the vault life looks like. And that's something that I always loved so much in the games, and just exploring what this world is. And then when you get out there to the world and you see how crazy everything is, and that's where, like, I think the magic of Fallout really shines, is when you get into the wasteland and you're being introduced to all these crazy characters and monsters and weapons. There's little things that they bring from the game that are really cool too, to see like a lot of the shots. It's not just stylized slow motion. I'm like, no, that's actually something right that they would take from the game, where when you would shoot a certain weapon, and it could be annoying too in the games because it happened a lot, where you'd find a really crazy weapon and then you would shoot someone, and then it just super slow motion and you're seeing the whole thing play out, and it'll happen over and over again. But it's cool seeing that in the show.
That's really cool to know. I don't know that. I just thought it was style.
Yeah, that's right from the game. So it's like, it's cool that they did that. And you've seen like the Pip-Boy, and like the visual language is literally carried right from the games, and it looks exactly as you want it to. It's that retro futurism with like this analog like coolness to it. And I remember when Fallout 4 was coming out, we had a friend who, our mutual friend, Daniel, who was looking for the collector's edition. Do you remember the collector's edition for Fallout 4, Shade, that it came with a Pip-Boy that you could put your phone in?
Yeah.
And there was an app. And it's like, this show made me think of that so much, because it made me like, damn, I kind of wish I bought that collector's edition now. Like, I wish I kept it for myself instead of helping him find it, because it was just, it's just such a cool
thing. Daniel helped the Daniel.
Dan, you know, Daniels have to help each other. That's true. I think that's how it goes.
That's the meeting says.
That's how it goes. But I just really love this world, and I love these characters. And what I think the show does so well is the world building. It feels so lived in. It feels so genuine. So when you are jumping from character to character to character, or kind of faction to faction, everything feels like it's establishing who these characters are. It doesn't feel like you're just being thrown exposition all the time. And that's what's really great. And when you see what kind of happens with Vault 33 and where things go from there, you're really set off, like, and just like, okay, like, this is, we're going on this adventure now. And I think that's what's really cool. And I think that's what's going to make this show appeal a lot more to general audiences, is that when we look at The Last of Us, the game The Last of Us lend itself so well to a series. And you think of all the people who have now watched the series of The Last of Us, who are fans of The Last of Us, know people like Joel and Ellie and all these characters who before they would never touch a game because that game wasn't accessible for people. And as big as the game was, there is such a bigger audience who does not play video games that are now part of that world. I think the same thing is going to happen with Fallout. Fallout is a really incredibly made and just damn good, you know, 8 episodes of television that you're just going to get lost in. There's such great characters. There's really fun action. And as someone who is a fan of the games, I felt like this is a series that's taking what I love, taking what I really care about, and making it happen, but also building towards something. And it's not going to be exactly identical from what, you know, in the past, but there's so much of the DNA of the games in this series. I don't think you're going to really, I mean, you could always nitpick, and I'd love to know what works for you, what doesn't work for you. Again, let us know, right? And leave a comment. But I think there's so much that this series gets right. It's like how The Last of Us did it. Like, oh, that's a little different from how we knew it, or how we know things on the game side, but they're doing it to make it work on the TV show side. And I think that's what's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, what I love about what you said there is that there's this, you're taking the lore that we already know about Fallout from the games and expanding it. I mean, that's really what a lot of these companion pieces, whether it's a movie, whether it's a show to a game, should do. It should continue to push that world forward. There are certain cases like The Last of Us where we're not in it just for the world. We're in it for that very specific story. So for that, yeah, please follow the game accordingly. But with Fallout, we're very lucky that it's so open world. It has these RPG elements in it. Why not just make it in that world, but a whole new story, still similar to the experiences that you get while playing the game. And I think that's what's got me so excited now to eventually, you know, play the Fallout games, because it'll still feel fresh and new to me, and it'll still feel like familiar as well.
Something I really wanted to touch on, of course, something that's so iconic from the Fallout games is the radio stations of the Wasteland. And, you know, this series nails it. There's such an incredible soundtrack that is literally lifted right from the games. Like, it's just like that classic, you know, 40s and 50s vibe that you're just like getting from what was like, I think the Ink Spots and Ella Fitzgerald and people like that. We're just like, you're just lost in the soundtrack of the show. And I'm so glad that that carried over, because the music like that is so tied to the DNA of Fallout. You need to have it there. It wouldn't be Fallout without that music. And also in the same vein of it wouldn't be Fallout, are the weapons that we're seeing, are the violence that we're seeing. There's some really cool action sequences. There's a lot of really cool action sequences, I should say, that the show just like, that's really cool to see. And again, I'm trying to stay as spoiler free as possible, but things get really cool with, you know, obviously like the power suits and with the ghoul, and there's a lot of good, great action that I'm very excited for fans to see.
Yeah, I think people are going to be really shocked by the level of, you know, violence that's in this show, but it really works. It fits in with the world that we're experiencing, and my God, they don't hold back at all. And I think that's what I love the most about this show.
Do you have a favorite character from this season, Shay?
Yeah, I mean, I think really for me, the ghoul and also Lucy, they're both so polar opposites of each other that they both, I find like a through line between them that does connect them together. That's what I mm-hmm. enjoy about these characters so much. So I think because I'm right in the middle with them, I like them both a lot.
Yeah, and I think their first time meeting is really cool. And when you really start to dig deep into, you know, their backstories and what they're after, they're not so different, you know, and I think that's what makes them such a great pairing in the series. So I'm very excited to see where season two is going to go and how they're going to adapt other Fallout games. Again, I'm so glad that this is a series. This works so well as a series, and I really hope that it's not too long of a wait for what comes next, because, you know, I think again of like the Rings of Power, and the Rings of Power wrapped up almost 2 years ago at this point, right? So it's like we know season two is coming, but it's like we want to know what's kind of coming next in that story. So I really hope Fallout is one of these series that we don't have to wait too long to see what comes next, because as for fans of the series and for those people who know where things could go from here, I think it's really, really exciting. Let's get to our final recommendation, Shay. I'm going to get you to start us off.
I'd say watch it. This is a really, really wicked show. If you're a fan of the series from the video games, you're going to be watching this regardless. Go on with an open mind and have a really, really good time, because again, I think there is something here for everybody. If you're unfamiliar with the games or you really don't like video games even, I'm confident there is still something in here, because the story is so fantastic. The characters are amazing. And the world itself is awesome. So definitely watch it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, when I was explaining to my dad like the concept of this show, and he's like, can I watch it? I'm like, you could watch it when it comes out on April 11th, Dad. He'll be able to watch it then. Because when you really like read the synopsis of the show on paper, it's like, okay, nuclear bombs go off, people move to shelters, there's people living in the wasteland of it all, and what happens? And it's like, yeah, I want to know more about that. I'm really loving the show. I think we're really in a golden age of video game adaptations right now, and Fallout really lends itself perfectly to a series. I'll be honest, my biggest criticisms with the series is that I think some episodes, you feel a little bit of the length of them, especially in the first half of the season. I felt like, okay, like that felt like it came to a couple different natural ending points. And we're like, oh, okay, oh, there's still another 15 minutes or another 10 minutes or so. I think that's my biggest criticism. And I know that's something that we spoke about too, Shay, but
yeah,
other than that, you
just
know,
a little long.
Yeah. Like other than that, it's a blast. Watch it. Season one is out now. You can watch the entirety of it. And we're going to open up a Discord channel on the Movie Podcast Discord, so we could talk all about it. So please join that. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below. We'd love to know more about your thoughts on the series. You've all been so vocal and supportive and, you know, talk to us about our interviews, which we love. give us more of that, whether it's positive or negative or whatever you want. Let's have a conversation. Let's be open. Let's be nice to one another. But let's have some really great conversations, because I think Fallout really lends itself to this. And now that the whole series is going to be out for you to watch, it's going to be really exciting to see the conversations and where people are going to be, you know, predicting where things go next. But of course, this is the Movie Podcast. Like I said, we are in Las Vegas this week, so you can catch all of our coverage from CinemaCon, whether you're following us on socials at The Movie Podcast, here on YouTube, or on The Movie Podcast feed. If you have a couple bucks to toss our way, you want to help us keep the lights and the mics on, help us buy Shay furniture again for his room, you could do that. Check out our show notes for our Patreon link, or if you want to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. And while you're there, drop us 5 stars. That helps us out so much. Again, thank you to our friends at Prime Video for sending us to these episodes. Check out all of our follow interviews now. That was this time with The Movie Podcast, and we'll see you next time.